Track 13. And now we come to a roundup of the sport, and we'll start with football. Buckland's four-star bank holiday display. Buckland Athletic kick-started the bank holiday weekend with a very positive result and performance against Wellington AFC at Homer's Heath. A 4-0 success in the Western Football League on Good Friday helped them keep their future in their hands, with sides around them also picking up 3 points. Persistent rain paired with gusty winds made for a miserable afternoon in Newton Abbott, but the hosts were still able to get the job done. Ryan Bush 2, Jack Baxter and Gerard Lewington with the goals. 5-star performance for Jerrings Bovey. Bobby Tracy AFC enjoyed very positive result in their penultimate game of this South West Peninsula League campaign. A 5-2 win at home against Stoke Gabriel and Torbay Police moved them above both Crediton United and Torridge side AFC in the process, the pair losing to Okehampton Argyle and Torrington AFC respectively. The Moorlanders fell behind in front of their own fans, but goals from Tom Burt and Levy Landricum saw them flip the script, only for Stoke to then equalise on the brink of half-time. Second-half strikes from Jack Brimming, Landricum again, and substitute George Bills secured an impressive win for Bovey at Marshmill Park. They will now conclude their season at home once again, with Crediton coming to town, knowing a win will secure them 8th, if not 7th. Rain-soaked rivalry match ends in a draw. South West Peninsula League, Tynmouth AFC 1, Newton Abbott Spurs 1. Newton Abbott Spurs' penultimate game of the season ended in a draw against local rivals Tynmouth AFC on Good Friday. The driving rain at the Rec made for a much slicker pitch than usual and was perhaps more of an inconvenience to the supporters watching than the players on the field. It was the hosts who opened the scoring in this 1-1 tie with the dangerous in-swinging corners from full-back Tyler. Given the league standings, Spurs may well have been expected to go on and collect the 3 points, but their visitors had other ideas. With half an hour on the clock, Danny Carroll popped up with an equaliser. His effort from outside the box may or may not have been deflected. It was difficult to decipher through the wind and the rain, but either way, it looped over Owen Vesper and got Tynmouth on the board. Spurs have secured second place behind Sidmouth Town to close out the season against Torrington AFC at home next week. Meanwhile, 13th place Tynmouth still have trips to Sidmouth, Middlesoy Rovers and Bishop's Lydiard to come. Rock bottom finish confirmed for Ipplepen. Defeating their final game of the season put the name in the coffin for Ipplepen Athletic. Sitting rock bottom at the Devon Football League, a home win against fellow struggler Beer Ulster United could have concluded the campaign on a high, but it wasn't to be. Beer Ulster came away with all 3 points after a 2-1 victory, and for them, there may be still some hope. And now we'll have a look at rugby. Estuary and Coronation Cup joy at Tynmouth. The Estuary Cup is in its third year and has previously been won by Tynmouth and Okehampton. Jane McClellan, Tynmouth Plot, began the tournament, which is sponsored by O&O Beauty. 5 women's teams came together on Good Friday to complete in 10 games of 12 aside, 12 minutes each way. The scorers for Tynmouth across their 5 games were Jackie Evans, Jane McClellan, Emily Sutcliffe, Chloe Sutcliffe and Felicity Dunn. They had 2 successful conversions kicked by Beth Rayford, and Tynmouth Player of the Day went to Jane McClellan. Now we will have a quick look at running. Team Bridge Trotters Trio Tattle Flat Fast Friday. Oh, that took some saying. Several Team Bridge Trotters took on the Fast Friday Flat Exeter event on Good Friday. Lucy took part for her 50th birthday, running with Laura Law and Rebecca Smallshaw. The conditions were difficult, but there were some brilliant personal bests. Meanwhile, on April the 13th, Derek Skinner took part in his 98th marathon, the Paris Marathon. With the amount of runners and an injury, Derek was quite happy with the time of 4 hours, 36 minutes and 50 seconds. And my granddaughter also did the Paris Marathon with a score of 4 hours and 32 minutes, which we are very proud of. And finally, we're going to have a look at netball, and Titans celebrate historic double qualification. Teambridge Titans are celebrating a landmark moment in the club's history after both of their under-14s and under-16 squads secured qualification to the England netball finals. The Spartans under-14 and Warriors under-16 delivered dominant performances in the Southwest Regional Playoffs, overcoming fierce competition to claim their places amongst the very best netball squads in the country. With both teams finishing in the top two of their respective round-robin tournaments, Teambridge Titans will now proudly represent Devon on the national stage in May. TTNC has proudly qualified to nationals every season since 2017, but this is only the third time that they have successfully qualified both age groups in a single session. And that concludes the sport for this week.